We're back.
I'm not ready.
It's shit.
Just kidding. Just kidding. I know.
It's all right. Even though you were kidding, I still hit stop. So.
Oh no.
Anyways, we're back. It's your favorite fantasy football podcast.
Loser's Q. what's up? Fuckers.
What's up, Dan?
What's up?
This is like.
This is it.
Yep.
This is it.
The Losers Q podcast.
All right.
Socials.
Follow us on the socials.
Yeah.
Twitter. At Losers Q Pod.
Yeah,
X MySpace, even.
X even.
Spotify. Yep.
Apple Podcasts. Apple Music. Album soon.
Yes.
probably not.
Album soon.
Yeah, album soon. I'm going to say it until it happens, which is it's going to eventually. Send us your sads, mads, bads, glads to losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
I have a question for you. I didn't ask you.
I love questions.
Week. Really? FR?
Yeah, it's like probably my only like it's probably like my only favorite like thing. If that
makes questions? Nah. That makes sense.
Yeah, no. You know? See, there it was again.
Yeah, I know.
I don't really know how to, like, talk to people without asking questions, if that makes sense.
I hope people realize that, you know.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like
they realize that I'm, like, too autistic to talk like a normal person?
No, that in order for other people to, you know, have conversations and shit, they gotta ask questions.
Yeah, I've kind of thought about that a lot lately. Not like a lot, but like I've thought about it like when I'm talking to people that I don't know very well, or if I'm just like, you know, it's like first couple times I've met them, I'm asking a lot of questions. I find myself doing that, but like I don't feel like people are asking me questions if it's like the roles first. Anyway, doesn't matter. What was your question, Dan?
All right. You know cruise ships, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar with cruise ships. Never been on one, but I am familiar with them. You know, they killed Leonardo DiCaprio in that one movie and
true.
They have taken part of in such other media. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Cruise ships.
So.
Boat ride.
So
even.
I.
Sorry.
I can't tell.
Can't tell.
If cruises are, you know, like a, for, like white trash people.
Okay.
Or if it's like, for like, you know, it's a real luxury thing. You know, they're doing all these fucking, what's it called? You know, there's always some kind of, what's it called? Like, discount on them.
Yeah.
And like I'm just like, do you need to discount this? Because going on cruises suck ass, and, you know, the only people that they can get to go are white trash people?
So.
Go off.
So, like, what's the question here?
What do you think?
Is it trashy to go on a cruise? Is that what you're asking
me? Is it white trash to go on a cruise? Or is it luxury?
Okay, two things. It depends on the cruise line. It depends on where you're going, I think. If it's No?
No.
You think it's just blanket? Like, it's just trashy no matter what?
I think it is.
I think that there's expensive cruise lines that are probably pretty nice.
So, yeah, but they're not, you know, they're not advertising to the.
No, but if we're talking about cruises in general.
I don't even know another cruise line other than Carnival.
That was the first one that popped into my brain, too.
I don't even know if there's another one.
That's what I'm saying, though. We are too poor, more than likely, to even think about the other cruises available. Like, we don't know about them because. We're not in that ballpark.
But why would a rich person go on a cruise with other people? Why wouldn't they just go on a cruise
That is a whole other thing. Is it still technically going on a cruise if you have your own yacht that you're chartering?
I mean, nah, just a fucking boat ride.
Boat ride. That's true. It is just boat ride. But, like, okay, so, like, rich people probably go on rich people cruises. Like, that there exists two kinds of cruises. That's my belief. What do you mean not? There's no way it's not that.
The way, if I'm a rich person, I ain't going on a cruise.
Okay,
period.
Why? What if you like boats?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going by myself, and it's not a cruise.
Okay, but what if you're not rich enough to be able to afford your own boat like that?
Well, I'm not going on a cruise because it's white trash.
No, there's gotta be an in between. You're missing the point. There's absolutely an in between. I'm sorry. The cruise you're referring to, the Carnival Cruise Line or whatever, is for like the general public. Yeah, it's probably pretty trashy. Who cares?
Us normies, yeah.
Yeah, for us brokies. But like the between like high society and us exists like the upper middle class, right? And I believe that upper middle class is like going on cruises that aren't like that. It's like a bunch of fucking old people, bunch of like 50-year-old white men and their fucking like 30-year-old girlfriends or like 20-year-old girlfriends that they paid everything for. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that exists. It's gotta.
That sounds
real
white trash to me.
I mean, it's just a bunch of rich people. I promise you, it's probably not that white trash. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know. Me?
I feel like ever. Why? Is it a boat thing or is it
like not a boat thing.
White trash thing.
I'm not afraid of white trash either. Can you define white trash?
I don't think anyone can define white trash. I think it's a
I think the best way
it's
to put
an
what
aura
you're talking about,
and it's... a and a lifestyle.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say, I think the best way that you're to talk about what you're describing is like, it's not like it's like trashy specifically, at least not in my eyes, to go on a cruise. I just think that like it's pretty public for the most part. Like, they are affordable enough to where a lot of people can go on them, you know?
Yeah.
They have to be, because they got to fill that motherfucker up. I mean,
true,
not that they have to, but they're going
to. People on there.
Exactly. So, like, you just get, like, all demographics. And also, like, I feel like a lot of people who, like, live near water go on them, you know? Like, people from Florida. Like,
no
I would,
way.
I would, no? You don't think so?
Nah. They got the water right there. What do they got to go on a water machine for?
Go more in water.
Nah.
They yearn to go further in the water.
They probably got their own boat. Not like a yacht or anything. Just, you know, little
boat or something. Little boat.
Yeah.
Listen, all I'm trying to say is, directly, do I think going on a cruise is trashy? No. Going on certain cruises, they are probably trashier than others. Yes. Now, the specific cruise that you're talking about, probably trashy, right? But, like, there has to exist a higher class cruise. There just
doesn't exist.
You can't prove that.
And I'm not going to either.
I'm not gonna Google it either. So you're right in your eyes, I'm right in my eyes, and it's just gonna stay that way forever, probably.
Good.
Until this podcast blows up and we get rich enough to hopefully afford the rich cruise.
we'll test it. We'll test both.
We'll test both.
We'll go on
both cruises.
We'll
see which one's more fun.
Yeah.
Boat ride test.
I'm pretty sure that the white trash one would be more fun, though.
I don't know. Maybe.
Because, you know, rich people are all uptight.
Yeah, but, like, maybe we'd have more fun if we become rich, because then maybe we'd be uptight. Like, maybe, like, uptight people, like, you know, get down with each other like that.
Money don't change me.
We'll see.
Changes the cruises
we'll
I go
see.
On.
It changes. So wait,
but
by,
not me.
I feel like by saying that, you kind of just acknowledge that there's probably, like, a more expensive cruise.
It chooses the boats that I go on.
That's like the same thing. You know what? Whatever. I'm right. You're right. It's okay. We will test it once the podcast blows up. Please hit that MF and like button.
Yeah.
If
please.
That exists. Is there a like button? Follow the podcast. I don't know.
I think
that
so.
I know exists. You can follow us.
Maybe there is. Let me go on Spotify.
Life.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. What?
Danny lives at no, I don't know his address. I can't even leak.
Big.
He could leak mine.
I could, but I wouldn't.
That's kind.
You can't. You can't like it. Follow us then.
Follow us. That's what I said. Fucker. Right. I got there.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
All right. So let's talk about the football fantasy.
Yes.
It's been rough.
It's been like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Instead of a fantasy. Is the opposite of a fantasy a nightmare? No.
I don't know. I always feel like, you know, dream and nightmare kind of opposites.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely true.
But I don't know, a bad fantasy. I don't know.
It's like a, yeah, I don't know.
I guess a fantasy can be bad. This is not my football fantasy.
This is currently it's our football fantasy, but gone down. It's taken a dark turn.
Yes.
As soon as Devon Achane got hurt, it was
pretty
rough for us. And then on top of that, James Conner got hurt, and that just it really hurt. You know, them getting hurt hurts.
Yes.
Us.
Yes.
Slam. Danny's pissed. And on top of that, the Broncos country has not been riding as much as I had anticipated previously. Now,
absolutely
Russell Wilson,
not.
He's still like a top 15 fantasy quarterback, right? And I feel like I took him like well within a good spot in the draft, so I'm not
that,
like,
Matt,
I'm not
I just want to put that in the. I just want to put that in perspective.
Yeah.
All right. There's 32 teams.
Yeah.
He's barely in the top half.
He's. Yeah, but like that's still. I would say that's like upper echelon. Like we could have someone like motherfucking Jimmy Garoppolo, who either can't stay healthy or can't throw a ball more than 20 yards.
And he can't throw it to Davante Adams to save his fucking life.
Literally. Or we could have Josh Dobbs, which we did have him for like a week, and he has alopecia.
His bald ass.
I wouldn't want that. Do you think he could pull off being bald, Danny? Just off topic.
I don't know. I've thought about it just to see like what
have
would happen.
You?
But then I'm like, how long would it take for it to grow back? Like, you know, I wouldn't want to have to deal with it for a long time.
When I shaved my head pretty short, like the last time I did it, took about a year for it to come back to like normal, you know?
Normal length.
Yeah.
Wow.
So like probably be about that. Like if you went like full bald.
I don't know if I would like it.
I don't know. I feel like especially like since you rock the goatee now, right? So like I feel like it just looks weird when you have like a goatee with no hair. I don't know why. It's always just
strange to
me.
I've got a beard.
Oh yeah, yeah. Whatever. Beard, goatee is all the same thing. It's like you've got it all going.
True. You could turn my head upside down, and then it would look like I'd have.
Look like you have hair.
I'd have hair.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I feel like that. I don't know why. It's just that's always looked strange to me. It's just it's just a weird look, in my opinion. Because it's like the hair stops like right there. And there's just nothing.
I don't know. Sometimes it works.
Maybe. Not for me. Anyways,
we're back on the Matt Gay grind.
On the Matt Gay grind. We picked him back up because our kicker was on bye last week, and I was just not willing to drop anyone. So goodbye,
true.
Brandon Aubrey, if that was your name. I don't remember.
I think maybe.
It might have been like Blake Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
Checking now. Nope, it was Brandon Aubrey. I'm so smart.
Yeah, okay, when does James Conner come back?
I think he's expected to come back within the next 2 weeks.
Big.
Pretty sure.
Ugh. Man.
Yeah, I just picked him up again this week. But anyways, we didn't say the record. We're 2-5 right now. We're 11th out of 14 teams.
In points, in terms of points.
Yeah, and the people refuse to trade with us.
Nah, they don't get it.
They
Oh yeah, I didn't update you on that.
You didn't. I've been waiting all day. I was kind of just thinking you'd tell me right now.
Let me see. Hold up.
I'm sure they were on some nerd shit once again.
Okay, so my coworker said, Travis is basically my unicorn keeping me in third place. He's in third place in terms of points. I hate to break your heart, but you don't have any combination of players I would trade for him. You're going to have to do a lot more, get a lot more creative with your trade offers, my friend. I said, okay, but you have another good running back. And in my opinion, your wide receivers are reeks, so I offer up multiple good wide receivers and a replacement running back for him. And I was like, that's the angle I'm trying to work here. And I'm like, I feel like the trade is fair.
It's very fair.
And would help both our teams. But unfortunately, the trade will not be getting any better.
And did he didn't reach out after that?
No. He kind of aired me out and sent my trade and just said LOL, but I was like, I don't know. I don't know, like two of the three guys were on bye week, so
yeah,
like I don't know, the numbers aren't the best, but
Literally.
You know, it's three guys for one. And,
it's not even... I think this guy is, like, just confused because Travis Etienne is not what's keeping him in the league. He has Christian McCaffrey. We're talking about a top five cracker of all time here, okay? This guy...
Literally.
He's like 20 points a game. He's not getting by off of Travis Etienne. That's just not...
Let's trade for him.
He probably would be stupid to move Christian McCaffrey at this point.
I know.
And he probably even knows that. So,
yeah.
You know what? It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's okay. This guy is lost.
Our trade was Davante Adams, CeeDee Lamb.
And Rashad White.
Yeah. For what's the guy's name?
For Travis Etienne. I don't know. I'm probably mispronouncing the last name. Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay. He may have double Rashad White's running back score currently. But like we're trading Davante Adams, and CeeDee Lamb, who I think are like some of the best wide receivers in the league right now. So,
just in general, they are like top 10 like fantasy receivers every year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year they were. This year they may not be because both of them have retards throwing to them at quarterback. but I mean, they both have the potential to get that like score threshold that this guy would probably be looking for because the usage of them is that high. Like they get like they probably both average upwards of 8 targets per game, which if you're getting that kind of usage, you're just bound to make more plays. And like that's how fantasy football works.
Yeah.
The only problem is when you're trading for a running back, it's kind of hard to beat their usage because every time they run the ball, if a team has a solid running back one, they're getting the ball every time. So it's difficult. I get why he won't do it, but I don't think it's a horrible trade for him or for us. And it's weird that he's seeing it as like, I don't know. It's like he sees it as one-sided when there's just no way it is. If anything, one-sided for him.
Yeah.
He's getting much more value than we would be.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be eating the bye, but all the players we offered except for Devontae have already eaten their bye week, and his player Travis Etienne hasn't even had his bye week. So anyways, the football fantasy not going so well. Injuries have seriously delayed us. I think if Devonta Chan hadn't been hurt, we'd probably be smooth sailing. If I'm being honest,
I think this week though, I think we got a chance.
I don't know if you set the
the lineup yet.
This is what it's gonna look like. I'm pretty sure. I'm not super excited about it, but it's gonna be this. I'm fine with it though. I think that there's a way that we come back this year. I think that we can.
I do too.
I think we can still do it. It's just we need our healthy player or our injured players to get healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Hopefully sooner rather than later.
True.
Hopefully not week 11.
I mean, Devon Achane, he's not coming back before that. But other players like James Conner, he might be.
Yeah,
I believe.
Hopefully. Hopefully that would be Pog.
He was very good for us. that's all I have to talk about for the football fantasy.
Let's talk about leg real quick.
Yeah, I watched League of Legends this past week.
Yeah, we're now. I don't know what we talked about last. Maybe I should just look at my fucking notes.
It was like the first day of Swiss, I want to say.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah.
It was literally the first day.
So of round Swiss. Two, the 0-1 group. So it starts with it's NRG versus TL, C9 versus LNG, MAD versus BDS, Fnatic versus. Gigabyte Marines, Gen G versus T1, G2 versus Weibo Gaming, and then JDG versus BLG, and then KT versus DK.
Yep.
All best of ones.
Yep.
God damn. Yeah, a lot of games. So, we'll start at the top, I guess. NRG versus TL. NRG looks like they want to play League of Legends again, so.
Yeah,
big. They get the win here and send Team Liquid down into the O2 bracket with a possible shot at elimination, I guess.
Yep.
C9 versus LNG. I think LNG look, or not LNG, but C9 like look good. But there's no way that that they can out team fight LNG and LNG win it.
Yep.
Sending them down to also possible little. Oh no, they're 1-1 then.
That would put them in the 1-1 bracket.
Gen G versus T1.
Nope. BDS versus MAD.
Ah, yes. MAD smoke BDS.
Yep. BDS
kind
sucks.
Of it. Yep.
Possible worst team at Worlds?
We'll have to see.
Yeah, we'll see. Fnatic versus Gigabyte Marines?
Yeah. Gigabyte Marines, they went early, which I feel like they've done in a lot of their games at Worlds. But they lose in the mid game, and Fnatic are able to take the win.
Yep.
And Gen G versus T1. This is Gen G's game from 7 minutes on.
Yep, I agree. Anytime it came down to a team fight, there was just no way Team 1 was going to win. This Gen G team is very good at team fighting.
Yeah, I agree. Then G2 versus Weibo Gaming.
Banger.
It's very, very banger game. G2 come back from 9K down.
Yeah.
And find the win. And that puts them in the 2-0 bracket then, yes. With a chance of getting out.
True.
And then JDG versus BLG. Easy game for JDG.
We've seen this game about 30 times this year, so.
True.
I'm over it. Same with Gen G T1. Yeah, that too.
KT versus DK. KT win.
Yep.
Damn. D plus Kia do not look like D plus Kia.
No, they look like D plus Kia has all year. They look. This is about what
like
I expected.
D plus Kia of old.
Yeah, fair. I mean, they're not. It's the shell of them, but they still have Canyon and Showmaker, so that matters.
Okay, then the next games that are played are the 2-0 matches, 2-0 best of threes. Yes, so we have up first Gen G versus G2 Esports. Gen G win it 2-0. I kind of expected that from the beginning. It like Gen G looks like they are big contenders in big contention for winning the tournament.
Yeah, they look really good. I think that their drafts are just like. They're drafting comfort, but also just like playing really well on the comfort, and that's scary.
Yeah, I agree. So with them winning, that means that they have made it into the knockout stage.
Correct.
So they advanced. Next series that was played was JDG versus LNG.
I'm sorry, it's actually Beijing Jimdong Gaming Intel Esports Club. Go ahead, continue.
Versus LNG, I don't know how to say the first word, so I'm not gonna.
Suzu, I don't know what LNG stands for, though.
LNG.
Little Neighbor Gaming. Esports.
Little Nuggets Gaming.
Little Nuggets Gaming.
Esports.
Wait, there's things like a horse. It could be like Little Nay.
Nay.
Is it a horse or is it a dragon? Am I mistaken?
I'm pretty sure it's a dragon.
It's a dragon, but it looks like a horse.
God damn it, dude.
Well, I'm wrong. Anyways, continue, Dan. Go off.
This site is being poopy for some reason. Okay.
What, the Lowly Sports site? No way.
Yeah. I don't have a ton of notes from this. I just kind of have who won and who lost.
Same.
JDG win game one, and they have control from the beginning. Game two, LNG win. Game three, JDG win in advance. I didn't think there was too much to talk about with this, honestly.
No, I think both wins for JDG were pretty convincing. And the win from LNG, I felt like they kind of had to fight for it a bit more. So
yeah.
But I also think that I do pay attention to the draft. I've been like not recording, but screenshotting every draft.
Yeah.
I do think LNG's comp in game one, which is the game that they did win, was pretty hard to execute because it's like it's not like a straight up team fight comp. It's like Alistar or it's Akali, Lee Sin, Camille, which is like already super high damage, especially early game. And then their AD carry was Kai'Sa, so this is kind of just like a pick comp, and I feel like they executed that really well.
Yeah.
So, cool stuff for them, but it did not matter in the rest of the best of three, so.
True.
True.
And then next day, Yep. It is back to best
back
of
to
ones.
Best of ones.
We have
T1 versus C9 was the starter on this day.
Yes, it was.
Nasty business.
correct.
C9 did not look very good.
Nope.
but I'm not sure what we expected. I think, we did expect them to win, but that's because we like their jersey a lot.
True.
But, spoiler alert, they will not be doing that. So after losing to T1, they go down to the 0-2 bracket. Then we have Mad
No, they go down to the 1-2 bracket.
Oh, yeah, 1-2 bracket. Yeah. My bad. Anytime you're at two losses, though, you're facing elimination. That's the...
Two losses or two wins. You're facing advancement or elimination.
Or elimination, yeah.
Yeah.
Mad versus NRG. NRG win this one pretty cleanly, I feel.
Yeah.
I thought this was a pretty good game from NRG.
Palafox, Mad bad now.
Mad bad. Knew that. Yeah. NRG looks pretty solid. Palafox looked really good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Which, love to see that. Palafaker back.
Yes, sir.
Fnatic versus BLG.
This one's kind of obvious.
Yep. I didn't think Fnatic would stand a chance, and they really didn't.
Correct.
So there's that.
Fnatic go to the 1-2 bracket.
Yeah. Let's just call it the 2-loss bracket, just to simplify.
Yeah. We'll do... Okay, the next is the 0-2 bracket.
True.
Which is D+Kia.
There's still one more game.
Oh, is there one more?
Did
I whiff one?
Weibo?
Oh, yeah, I did whiff one, sorry.
KT win this one. Kind of surprising.
Bug.
Weibo was a better team, but KT, they pulled it out of the bag. I think that this team has a future at this tournament. I mean, I know they do, because, yeah. Anyways, good for them.
Now 0-2.
0-2 bracket!
Yeah. Let's see. So, D+Kia versus Team BDS. Well, BDS bad.
Yep. This was even when D+Kia is looking at their worst, I think they would still look more like a competent team than BDS. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what Adam pulls out. I don't care if he's picking Garen. I don't care about any of that shit. He sucks.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking sucks. He doesn't have the goods in team fights. He's a solo kill merchant.
Can't play the real champ. Yeah.
Dude, when they put him on Real Champions, he looks like the worst player in the game. It makes no sense.
Yeah,
it's like
he can
only play off meta because, like, it's weird.
Yeah, like, and because, like, the people aren't the other teams aren't used to it.
They're not
so
prepared
for it.
Like, game one, exactly. He played Volibear. He got onto a really early lead, but then as team fighting happened, it didn't mean shit.
Wow, that's
and
crazy.
Game two, he
showed that, you know, champ bad.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know why the fuck they picked it. And then they pick Olaf in the last game.
Yeah.
And of course they did, because Adam doesn't know how to play a real champion. and they also banned Darius and Garen from him. I think they did that both games.
Yeah.
Which is really funny. But, I mean, even if he picks Garen in these games, I don't think it's making a difference. He might solo kill people more, but... Anyways, BDS...
They still want to deal with it.
Gone. They're gone. Mm-hmm. Get him out of here. Shale
they are
looked,
gone.
I not to flame. I mean, I have been, but Shale looked horrible in like every game. I think outside of the play-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I think
even,
he had maybe
like,
maybe a couple games that like didn't look bad, but
even against Mad Lions, I thought it looked
but overall.
Bad. I don't know. I yeah.
Overall, not the best.
Yeah. No.
So, but yeah. So BDS is out.
Gone.
Up next, we have Team Liquid Honda versus
Gigabyte Marines.
Gigabyte Marines.
Yep. This one went three games at least.
Sure did. Is this? Yeah, I guess second one. Second one we had go.
Three games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Honda, they get sent home in this one. I think it. There's a couple things. I think Pioshik is still a pretty good player, for one.
I agree.
I would say that's the biggest takeaway from this series. Takeaway number two is APA is in over his head, which is expected. I think he was kind of thrown in last minute to this roster. Like he only started for like the back half of summer, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
And
also, there's a language barrier.
That too. And I think Summit was kind of sprinting it for the most part too. Like This isn't all on APA.
I definitely don't think that. I think that, you know, he played as best he could. I don't think he tried to run it or anything like that.
No.
I think Summit definitely ran it a little bit more.
Absolutely.
He's like, bro, let's go home. I'm tired.
For real. Like, I think that's kind of always been his issue, though. It's like he's a very skilled player. I think he's kind of got that, like, Adam thing where he's a skilled player, but I think he's kind of just got this, like, I think it's almost like a tilt thing. Like, I think they just tilt the game when they get behind.
Yeah.
Summit, I think, more so than Adam, even.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just tell when their play declines, and his play declined.
Yeah. I also feel like Yeon, like, was invisible the entire time. Like,
even when he was, like, fed in the early game, he never really did anything in the late game.
Yeah.
Pretty disappointing series overall from Honda, because I thought that they would probably be a little bit better than they were here, but I think they won a game except for this one against the Marines.
Yeah.
So, yikes.
Good one, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Honda gone.
Honda gone. So
the first two teams eliminated from Worlds were Honda and BDS.
Yeah, they're... But
that means that NA outlasted EU, so I guess we'll take it, you know, for at least one of these. You know, EU was out before us, so we'll take it.
True, I guess, yeah.
About, like, 24 hours, or not even 24 hours. It was, like, 24 minutes. Yeah, the same day. Same day.
So, it would have been, like, hours before.
Yeah. Actually, I feel like this Honda game took place before the D-plus Kia game. I'm pretty sure it did. NA was out before EU. You heard it here first. Or you didn't. You probably saw it. Anyways, we suck.
True.
Now, back to the other two-loss elimination best of threes.
That was played.
That was today.
Today. And then... There's the last game is played tomorrow. One of them is tomorrow.
Yep, and there's another one tomorrow from the...
Oh, there is one from the other bracket. The escape bracket.
Get me out of here!
That's the airport bracket and the escape bracket.
Airport bracket and hotel reservation bracket.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
So we had Cloud9 versus Fnatic. I think that was the first game today.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, this one goes three games, and Cloud9 do not make it out of this one.
Yeah.
I
feel like both teams didn't look like crazy good.
No, I don't think so either. I think that honestly Cloud9's draft in the last game is what lost them the game more than anything. Mm-hmm. I think Fudge on Jax has like pretty much always been a non-factor, and it was more so this game than ever.
Yeah.
Eminez was, I would say, outside of the first game, a ghost this entire series. Yep. They even had him on what I would say was probably one of his better champions in LeBlanc from the past year in the last game. And he was, like, I think the most memorable thing he did on LeBlanc in the third game was he stopped J4's back and delayed a Baron or a dragon by, like, 20 seconds.
Yes, yes.
And that's it. And it didn't even matter. I don't even think they got that dragon. Blaber was getting caught out far too often in this series, specifically the last game and the second game. Yeah. I thought he was just a little too aggressive, but I think that that's okay because I think sometimes it's him trying to make the right
and
play.
I think the bottom lane played as well as they usually play. I agree. Both Berserker and Sven played really well.
I think Sven has been very impressive.
Yeah, actually. I was just going to say, I think he played fucking nuts.
Specifically, I think in that second game when he was on Rell, there was a really good engage that he had when they were like trying to like dick around the Baron pit. He like flashed in from the back of the pit and had like a 5-man knockup, and no one on his team was there.
Yeah, I did see that, and the casters were like, "Where's the follow up?"
Literally, and I was thinking the exact same thing. It was very strange. But with that being said, this Fnatic team. If Humanoid can Giga carry, I think that this team has some potential because he was pretty massive in that last game. Same with Noah. I think he's got some potential as well.
Yeah.
The rest of this team though, Oscar Ridden or whatever his name is, I don't know.
I don't know either.
him against a Korean or Chinese top laner is gonna be hell, I think.
Not the best.
Yeah, because if the fudge factor's getting you in the blender, I don't know, man. You gotta be worried.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a hot take, but maybe you put Wonder in for the games against the people that matter.
the good because, players.
Like, because I feel like he's kind of like seasoned, you know?
Yeah.
He's ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he's like probably not very good, he might be like, he might have the mental for it.
Could be fine.
Could be. Won't happen though. Anyways. Mad Lions versus Weibo Gaming.
Much to say here, nope, I don't think.
I don't think that Mad Lions is a very good team, and ironically, I think that Niski was the part of this team that looked best throughout most of the series. Well, I guess I should say game one. Game two, he was a non-factor. Everyone on Mad was a non-factor in the last game, though. Weibo kind of dominated them. I just think that this Weibo team is much better than a two-loss team at Worlds. Your average. I think they're probably the best team that has two losses right now, and I don't think that's a hot take to say.
No, it's not. I think that's probably the coldest take ever.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. I'm actually shaking right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with that being said, the next best of three we have is D plus K versus the Gigabyte Marines, and then I don't remember who for sure plays tomorrow. It might be KT, it might be LNG. I don't know for sure.
Let me see the schedule. It's KT versus LNG.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big. So KT, LNG, and D plus K, Gigabyte Marines. What are the odds that the Marines?
If the Marines make it out, they win Worlds.
Okay, I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm on that train, too. If the Marines make it out, they're winning Worlds. You heard it here first. Yeah. Don't let them out or you're done for. We've got a DRX run coming up here.
Yes.
That's what I'm seeing.
Let's see. So my pick'ems are looking pretty good for the teams that make it out.
Yeah, I'm not logged in, so I'm not even going to look at it. It's whatever. For me, bye. I don't care. If you're out, you're out. If you're not, good for you. My picks have been fucked. I didn't expect for any of them to be right, and I'll be amazed if I get two right.
So isn't there one that's... Okay, so Swiss. Choose one team to finish Swiss undefeated.
Yeah, so I got mine right by picking Gen G. Or not Gen G. Beijing. Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club.
Yeah, but Gen G did also, so it's like...
Yeah, it's just
if
you
pick
one of the teams that made it out 3-0, which is one of those two, you were right.
Easy.
Which we both probably did, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yep.
Wait. Does it say undefeated?
It does, but it just says 3-0 after then.
Oh, so the third game to get out, like the best of three to get out, must just count as one. Because technically they were undefeated, but Beijing Gym Dog Gaming Intel Esports Club did lose a game to LNG.
Yeah, I
don't.
Know I if
don't it counts. It doesn't. It probably just means the series. We're good.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, who cares?
I mean points, Matt. Virtual points.
Need that. There's two things in this world I care about: Losers Q Podcast and virtual points.
Correct. whether it's my League of Legends pick'ems, my football fantasy points. I need them.
I need them so much. The number makes my head feel good. If it's a high number.
High number, head feel good.
Yep.
In order for me to get my thing 100% right. All right, let's see. I need D plus key to win. I need D plus key to win.
Yeah.
Which will probably happen.
The Gigabyte Marines.
I'm hoping it'll happen.
Yeah, it probably will.
I need, let's see here. I need LNG. LNG to lose to KT tomorrow.
I was going to say, I think technically you can be wrong about like the winner of KT, BLG, and KT, or KT, LNG, and then T1, BLG doesn't matter. It's if they both make it out of the two loss bracket.
Yeah.
Because you have them getting out, right?
Oh yeah. Wait. So one of these teams definitely gets out. I don't have KT or LNG getting out.
Oh, you're over.
I'm fucked.
They got him.
All right. T1's got to win tomorrow.
True.
And then BLG has to win the next.
Wait. You still have potential for the perfect bracket, don't you?
No, I don't, because KT or LNG make it out, and I didn't pick either of them.
Oh, I thought, yeah, my bad, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
So
it's fucked.
So NRG, G2, I have both these teams making it out. So
no, that's huge for you because NRG is definitely pulling off the upset tomorrow.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't care. Points, baby.
Points. And then Gamers 2 is beating T1 to break the hearts of millions of Korean women.
No. T1 wins. T1 wins tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Or the 28th, whenever the fuck they play.
I fear that you haven't read the same script that I have. You haven't gotten the official one yet. They sent you a rough draft. I've got the most up to date one.
The full one, yeah.
Yeah, it's this Gigabyte Marines run is gonna shock the world. That's all I'll say.
Hopefully, yeah.
It ends tomorrow. That's a spoiler.
All right, well, that's it for League.
Yep, that was it. We talked about it.
But that's not it for Pick'ems.
True.
We've got fantasy football. Or no, not fantasy football. We've got football Pick'ems.
Football Pick'em.
All right. First of all, we'll go over the week 7, Matt. Tell them how you did.
Yeah, I I can't wait to hear yours. I got 8 out of the 13 games correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Danny, how many did you get right?
I had a pretty upsetting week, I'll tell you what. I went 2-13.
Oh no. 2-13, Danny. You lost the week.
Sure did.
Not that
but
it
I'm
ever
still
mattered.
Winning.
No, you're not. You're actually more behind than ever. With that being said, this doesn't shock me, you know? You were always going to be behind.
Well, it was really close until now.
Nope, never was. I was letting you. Nope, Danny, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't want to say it until I got a comfortable enough lead, but it was all. I was just letting you. I was just letting you win.
Uh-huh.
That's how it works. I'm glad you understand.
I hope all of your teams that you chose
die
lose next week that are opposite of mine.
If I'm being honest with you, they probably fucking will. speaking of which, let's talk about them. Tonight's game, we got Tampa Bay versus the Bills. I've got Tampa because I don't think Buffalo can win a game.
I too have Tampa.
Let's go. Dallas versus the Los Angeles Rams, also known as LAR. I've got the Dallas Cowboys winning this one.
I also have the boys winning it.
Let's go. Let's see if we get them all right. Minnesota versus Green Bay. Fuck the Packers. Minnesota all the way.
I don't know. They're tied, so I was like, I guess I'll just go with the Packers because, you know, they're my team.
Yeah, if the Packers were playing against the worst team in the league, I would still pick the worst team in the league. Just so you know, I will never pick this team to win. Ever.
If the Packers were playing KC, which they already have, or like the Dolphins, I'm picking the Dolphins or KC.
You guys played KC?
I thought you guys played KC.
We played KC. You guys do play KC this year, but hasn't happened yet. Tennessee versus Atlanta. I picked Tennessee. I keep picking against Atlanta after they started off pretty hot, and they've been winning since. So
I picked Atlanta.
Okay. Well, that's where we differ.
Uh-huh.
That and Minnesota. Anyway, New Orleans versus the Colts. The Colts are without their starting quarterback, so I went with New Orleans.
I went with the Colts because Matt Gay will carry this
team.
He
might. They were in a close one with the Browns last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything's possible. Miami versus New England. Surely this isn't the uprising from the New England Patriots that no one
saw. I hope not.
this is Miami's game through and through.
It better be.
New York Giants versus New York Jets. This is a battle in New York. There hasn't been something this intense in New York for quite some time. About 21 years.
Yeah.
Anyways, I picked the Giants to win this one.
I picked the Jets.
The Jets, baby. Love the Jets. Go Jets.
The Jets, baby. Go Jets.
Jacksonville versus Pittsburgh. I picked Jacksonville.
I picked Pittsburgh. I feel like this one was a toss-up. Both teams kind of suck ass.
Yeah, I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars are a pretty solid team. But I do think that Pittsburgh is capable of beating any team that they play against just because I think their coach is that good. Philly versus Washington. I think Washington sucks, but
I do think my football team,
who was 0-4 going against them, won. So that means that this team is now worse than my team. So Philadelphia coming off the Super Bowl don't look that bad after it. They're winning.
Yeah, I got Philly winning also.
Yeah, Houston versus Carolina. The Bears own the Carolina Panthers pick for the first round of next year, so they have to lose every game. Carolina is going down.
Same for me.
They are already 0-6, so fuck them. There's no way they're winning another game.
Fuck.
Yeah, Houston all the way. Seattle versus Cleveland. Deshaun
Watson. Seattle versus Cleveland, yeah.
Deshaun Watson not playing. He's a rapist. Don't care.
Jesus.
Not that I don't care that he's a rapist. I don't care that he's...
Not playing.
Yeah. I'm glad he's not playing. I don't like that guy.
I see.
I picked Seattle to win.
I also picked Seattle to win.
Kansas City
I didn't even know if there's a rapist.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that someday, Danny. I'll fill you in on the you've probably heard about it at some point. Kansas City versus Denver. Kansas City. It's come on.
Yeah, Denver is not very good.
Taylor Swift's boyfriend's team is not going to lose another game.
True.
Baltimore versus Arizona. Baltimore looks really good. I picked them.
Baltimore looking real good. Pass to Zay Flowers. Please.
Please, Lamar Jackson, throw it to Zay Flowers. He's been doing that a little bit.
True.
Cincinnati versus San Fran. It looks like San Fran started quarterbacks out with a concussion. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati, I've got them getting the W here.
I've been to San Francisco, so I chose them.
Dave's a simple man. I respect it. Bears versus Chargers. This is a primetime game Sunday night. Go Bears, baby! We're winning it! The win streak starts... Now!
I have the Chargers.
Yeah, of course you do. Hater. You don't
But
see
I thought it.
It
was a toss-up, so I chose...
It'll be a toss-up.
Yeah.
Detroit versus Las Vegas is a Monday night game. I know Detroit is like, you know, everyone's on Detroit right now, right? It's like, they're 5-1 for the first time in years. Then they got shellacked by the Ravens this past week, right?
Yeah, but I think the Ravens are a good team.
The Ravens
also
are a very good team, but people thought Lions are a good team. Lions are a good team. Everyone says it. 5-1, good team. No.
Yeah.
Why weren't
people saying the same thing about the Ravens then?
This dialogue starts now. The Detroit Lions are frauds. They will be losing to the Las Vegas Raiders, and this is when people realize they are not built for this. They don't have what it takes, and this is it.
I've been saying all season that the Lions are going to win the division, so I have to go with the Lions.
I mean, if we're being honest, that's not a hard bar to clear. They could probably lose the rest of the year, and they'd probably still win the division.
It's kind of funny because, like the rest of the division is, like, the two teams in the middle are 2-4.
Yep.
Like, holy shit. Our division is buns.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, my team is in it, and then the Vikings are just always going to be the Vikings, and then the Packers lost their one claim to fame that they ever had. So it's just over for all of us.
What about Brett Favre?
Huh? You heard what I said. Their one claim to fame.
What about Clay
Singular.
Matthews?
I'm sorry. I know you did not just say Clay Matthews.
What about...
Do you know anything about Clay Matthews other than that he had long hair?
He was on the defense.
Okay.
You asked if I knew anything other than the long hair.
What position did he play?
Defense. He plays that same. He plays the same role as Crosby guy they always talk about on the Las Vegas Raiders.
I don't believe that's correct.
I don't know.
I'm pretty
it
sure
might
he was
be.
I'm pretty sure he was a linebacker, and Max Crosby's a defensive end.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
okay.
You know.
We're going to teach you ball, Dan. This offseason's going to be big for us.
Well, I thought I had a good grasp on ball until
you,
last
you
weekend.
You don't know ball. Yeah, until the score tumbled you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Really, I got bumbled.
Bumbled. Sorry. So you have Detroit winning, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this will be a let's call this a make or break week.
Yeah.
I think it might be. Yeah. I mean, if I really break away, it's over. You're done.
I hope not. I don't know.
Yeah.
How many weeks are left?
What is this?
Don't they play 18 weeks?
There's 18.
So there's 10 weeks left after this week.
We're fine.
I'm fine. I'm not worried. I'll see you in the offs.
The offs are just you and I the entire year.
Yes, sir.
yeah. We'll see.
Pretty funny. All right.
All right.
That's it for us.
That's, yep, Danny's just calling it. There's nothing else to be said.
I don't think there's anything else.
No, there's nothing. There's no top five this week. We're not creative enough to just bring one up on the spot.
True.
Top five colors right now, Dan.
Blue. Okay. Red.
Yep.
Green.
Yep. That's three.
It's tough. Purple.
Okay.
One more.
You got it.
Trying to think of colors I like. Anyone know a fifth color?
anyone know a fifth color? I'm gonna rattle mine off real quick because I've got a pretty solid first three. Can I go?
I'm gonna do like a light green.
Okay. I'm gonna go with orange, red, neon green, yellow, and then we'll go with like a violet purple. There it is.
Good work.
Solid. All right, that was Loser's Cue. That's Dan. I'm Matt. Football League of Legends.
I'm Matt.
This is over. Bye.
Bye.